Suppose there were a way you could offer your younger self some life advice when it would actually be useful. That's the idea behind a new coming-of-age comedy called My Old Ass. Critic Bob Mondello says it's a charmer with an emotional kick.
It's the last few weeks of summer before heading off to college, and Elliot and her girlfriends are determined to make the most of them. They've scored some mushrooms.
How do you spell hallucinogenic?
And have camping gear and a boat to get them to an island where they won't be disturbed. They make mushroom tea.
No, not the whole bag.
May you experience a new level of consciousness tonight.
And a few minutes later, Elliot realizes she's kind of on her own.
Oh my God, are you guys tripping?
I don't know.
One pal wanders off, the other falls asleep, and Elliot's just got the campfire to keep her company.
I don't feel anything.
Except...
That's because you don't tolerate drugs well.
Hey, freak.
There's a woman she's never seen before sitting right next to her.
Where did you come from?
You tell me. You're the one that took a bunch of mushrooms and summoned me here. Dude, I'm you.
You're me.
What's up?
Older Elliot, played with lots of snark by Aubrey Plaza, eventually convinces 18-year-old Elliot, who is sharp and spunky, as played by Maisie Stella, that they are the same person, and she relaxes into the trip.
I'm actually kind of hot for being middle-aged.
I'm 39 years old. That's not middle-aged.
No, that is middle-aged.
No, it's not.
Can we kiss?
No.
Okay, can I at least touch my old ass?
Oh my God, you need to be locked up.
Now consider what you'd want to know if your older self had appeared to you as a teenager. What'll life be like?
Tell me something good.
Something good.
Why are you struggling to find something good from the future?
This is good.
Okay.
You're gonna be psyched.
Okay, tell me.
That you are a PhD student.
This does not have the desired effect.
Did you just tell me I'm in my 40s and I'm still in school? 30s. 30.
Okay, now consider what tips you'd want to impart to your younger self.
Dude, I know mom can be annoying, but like, be nice to her.
I'm so nice to mom. I literally let her talk to me yesterday about a hummingbird for 45 minutes.
There's more advice. Spend time with your brothers. The ominous sounding eat salmon while it's still around. And one other thing.
Can you avoid anyone named Chad?
What? You have one chance to tell your younger self your biggest life regrets. And you ask me to avoid someone named Chad?
Still, shouldn't be a problem. She's never even encountered a Chad, except a few days later.
Have you met Chad? He's working here this summer. He was kind enough to come and help Dad with the tractor this morning.
Filmmaker Megan Park keeps these surprises coming. The shrooms wear off, but the partnership lingers on. Percy Hines-White of TV's Wednesday makes Chad a goofily engaging beanpole. Shaggy, awkward, and non-threatening enough to keep Elliot seriously off balance.
How much horsepower does your boat have?
I don't have a boat.
Can I saw you driving it?
I'll keep peeping, Tom.
I wasn't peeping, Tomming. I was just looking out at the open water. Are you taking me for a ride sometime?
No, I'm not going to take you for a ride. I barely know you. You could be, and you most likely are, a murderer.
I'm not a murderer. I promise.
You are a murderer.
Like, I won't murder you. How about that?
Elliot's previously had crushes on girls, but this guy gets under her skin, and that sets up a reveal far more resonant than most rom-coms manage, about the realization that the exciting cusp of adulthood is also a moment of loss. As 39-year-old Elliot says, at one point, the only thing you can't get back is time.
When you get older, it goes by so fast, dude. So fast.
Though My Old Ass is filled with the energy and spirit of youth, it'll definitely strike chords in more mature audiences, however old their derrieres. I'm Bob Mondello.